I consider it a great honour, but I'm quite overwhelmed, actually. You know, it is something very special that they've given me, and I don't know that I can quite get used to being such a person as they've made me in some respects.
Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, I was born in a place called Willora in Victoria, which isn't far from Hamilton, and it's not far from Ararat.
But that's a long way from the beaches of the Gold Coast.
Well, you see, I was very keen about making swimsuits, and from the age of about 10, I made my own. And gradually they evolved into something that became saleable, and I sold all over the world in wholesale. It wasn't just a retailer, you know, making overnight for people. And if there was a rush on, I made 8 garments between 11 o'clock and 3 o'clock one afternoon. So, you know, when the need came, we could rush things. So it was always on the go. And I had the advantage of having 4 offspring who all came into the business with me. And that was simply marvellous, including my son, who became a designer too. And the joy of making people happy is worth every minute of time you give overnight, all night sometimes, when the rush was on.
You obviously feel a real affinity with the Gold Coast now.
Indeed. You know, to me, the Gold Coast is still, you know, the place, the resort for Australia, and I think it will become a world-known resort. I've tried hard to get it lots of publicity, and I think I succeeded in some measure.
You must have seen so many changes in this city.
I can't believe it. I used to have a view of the river in Cavill Avenue, and now there are multi-storey buildings between where my house was and the river, which was just about 100 metres away. I can't believe the changes that have taken place. I think more than any city in this country, it's grown. And it's nice to have seen it grow and been part of it.
And now, do you see the city changing in a good way?
Oh, decidedly, yes. Let's be congratulated. I should have congratulated the mayor this morning when he sat next to me, but we were too busy chatting.